This is a Radio.com original.
You gave me a can of something that you had difficulty exporting.
That was good.
Explain what that was in that can.
Did you like it?
I haven't tried it yet. Beg's got it hidden. Tell us about that, because you had some trouble.
Fermented herring.
Fermented herring. Okay. Yeah. Now, hey, my family grew up with that stuff.
No, wait a minute. That's different than pickled herring. Pickled herring is herring that's pickled to preserve it. Mm-hmm. Fermented herring is, how do I put this politely?
You get
Hey, everybody. Once again, it's time to welcome you to the Big Talking About Cars podcast, where everybody, including all of us, have a car story. We may even tell you about a few of them. Absolutely true. I'm Randy Cardoon, talking to you from our Zoom location at the beautiful but stunning Two Tired Guys Los Angeles studio, oddly enough, in Los Angeles, California. And right there, we have our good buddy, Hot Rod Bob Beck. He's in our Talking About Cars Ventura County studio, where it's gorgeous weather and no
smoke. Oh, yeah.
Right?
No smoke. No smoke. It's nice and clear. 70 degrees. Beautiful day.
Good to hear, Bob.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
I'm in our satellite location because I'm a space case.
So we're going to have another interesting show today. I think you'll like it. This is one beautiful thing about Zoom. We've had several people on the show from Europe, basically. Mm-hmm. We've had Steph Holloway from I Drive a Classic. She's been on the show. We've talked about automotive stuff in Australia with the regular car guys.
Yeah.
So we thought it might be interesting to bring on some friends of ours who we met at SEMA, actually, most recently. And they are from Sweden, correct?
That's correct.
Yep. Good friends of ours. I remember exactly who they are.
Yeah. Definite almost maybe. We know them, yes.
We've walked by them once or twice.
At least, yes.
At least. So they probably know who we are. Probably say they owe us money or we owe them money. I don't really remember how that works. But we're going to be talking to Jessica and Jonas Lundgren. We're going to be talking to Jessica and Jonas Lundgren.
Yeah, our good friends.
We go way back.
At least last week.
Jessica and Jonas Lundgren.
Novel.
Our buddies. From back in the day.
Yes.
Like 2018?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, something along those lines, yeah. Maybe it was 19. Did we? Oh, no, actually it was 19. This is even worse.
It was you meeting him in 19. I'd met him before because they come to the California Hot Rod Reunion every year.
Okay.
And I would meet them there, and they're friends of other friends of ours, the Pete Millar group, Robin Millar. She met them when she lived in Sweden as a child. They've been friends all these years, and they're car people, and American car people in Sweden.
Now, that's going to be kind of fun to talk about, I think. And that explains why I confuse them with my good friends, Jessica and Jonas Lundberg, which, of course...
Lundberg.
They're Lundgren.
Right.
So, they're going to be coming up. And, of course, as you notice on our most recent shows, especially with Joe Coddington, we just decided to bring them out, you know, where I could click the fingers type of thing, but you can't participate because you don't do that.
Well, no, I don't. I just got a connection or a message from Jessica. She's going to be logging on just a little bit.
Okay.
And she was a hardcore drag racer. They raced a blown 1934 Chevrolet. And for about 6 or 7 years,
perfect.
They still got it in the garage, but they both started working in drag racing in Sweden as officials. We'll be talking to them in just a little bit. They work for the Swedish Drag Racing Commission.
Would you like to, okay, you can't snap your fingers. Would you like to do the honors when it comes to what? Do you want to do a clapper thing?
Yes, we can do that.
You can do like the clapper and bring them on? Or you could. Do you have a kazoo nearby or something?
I will make one up, yes.
Make a kazoo out of what?
I don't know yet. I'm very creative.
What's the shirt you're wearing, as long as we have a moment?
Well, that's the Bowling Green, the Holly National Hot Rod Reunion.
Okay.
And that's one of the events I do for NHRA every year. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, this year, because of COVID, we haven't done any of them. So yeah. No Hot Rod Reunions. This is the first time in almost 28 years that we've not had one.
Oh, wow.
So it's interesting. NHRA started the California Hot Rod Reunion nearly 28 years ago, I believe, or 29 years ago. And then it morphed into two additional Hot Rod Reunions, one in Epping, New Hampshire, I believe it is, and one in Bowling Green. Well, the New Hampshire one never really took off like they wanted it to, but Bowling Green did. And it's a beautiful facility, 3 days of racing, people coming from all over the country to it. So it and the California Hot Rod Reunion seem to be the two big nostalgia events of the year here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, COVID has shut them both down for the year.
Okay. So, well, that is sad. It's shut down a lot of things for the year, yeah, too. All right. So we're going to bring on Jessica and Jonas Lundgren.
Lundgren, yes.
Lundgren, they're going to be joining us. Bob, how would you like to bring them on board? Do you want to clap? What do you? You're a creative guy. You want
to
like?
I'm going to try. Yeah, learn? I'm going to give some good reactions to them when they come on. So they'll be here with us. Sure.
They might as well bring them on now. So why don't you like make some, you know, like so we could do like the magical entrance.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live and direct, recorded at an earlier time, it's Jessica and Jonas Lundgren.
We didn't record this at an earlier time.
No, we didn't, did we?
No, bringing them on.
We recorded it at an earlier time. Yes.
But if they're actually going to be with us live.
They are like, going to be, yes, we're not going to stuff them. They're going to be live.
Okay, let's do that again.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live and direct from the Two Talking Guys Production Studios.
We are so sad. Not only that, we've lost our dentures on our own production company.
I just brushed my teeth and I can't do a thing with them.
Oh, gosh. Well, before we lose everybody on the audience, yeah, go ahead and let it rip.
All right. I'm Hot Rod Bob along with Randy Cardoon, and we are getting ready to do Talking About Cars with Jonas and Jessica Lundgren all the way from Sweden. Da-da-da!
And there they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us here on the Talking About Cars podcast. Listen, you guys are all bundled up, whereas I know it's late in the evening where you are. Where we are, it's usually warm and ridiculous. Tell us a little bit about the weather out there.
It's starting to get winter here. In about a couple of weeks, we're starting to get snow.
Oh. Seriously?
Seriously?
Yeah. Seriously? Wow.
So, you drive a 55 Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah.
She does. Yeah. Jessica does. Okay. Are you going to drive that through the winter?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So it goes in the garage.
Yes.
How big of a garage do you have? How many cars?
Oh,
six, seven, I think. 2 liter
a
garage.
Seven car garage?
No.
Honey,
no.
We're moving to Sweden. Oh, I'm sorry. No, what?
No. I think we have to spread them out to different places under the winter.
Oh, okay.
All right, but you're unique in that you are hot rodders. And you're in Sweden. So we're trying to get a picture of hot rodding. A lot of people that watch us and listen to us think about hot rodding in the United States, but don't realize that it's pretty universal worldwide. And you guys are a prime example. We met at the California Hot Rod Reunion a number of years ago when you guys come in, and you are heavily involved in racing as well as hot rodding in Sweden. And there's a good car population there of a lot of people like you. Tell us a little bit about what the car scene is like where you are.
Oh, is it? Am I taking that?
Yes.
Okay. The car scene is not like California. No. Playing with the old cars in Sweden is a bit ugly. Environment stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But it's starting to get acceptable. But it's okay. it's a big thing. Hot rodding and drag racing is a big thing in Sweden. Yes.
All right. And your involvement, you had a 34 Chevrolet, or you still have it, a 34 Chevrolet drag car, correct?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a 34 Chevy with a big block, blown big block with alcohol.
All right. And what kind of miles?
Where do you get a 34 Chevy in Sweden? Where did you get it from, and how did that come about?
You bought it in Norway.
Oh, silly me.
Okay. Import. It's an import.
It from Norway.
The engine we bought from Canada.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
So it's a really international car.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute. Was the car originally from, this may sound crazy to some people, but was this originally from Norway? Where what's the car's history? No. How did it get to where
the
you
car,
got them?
I think it's from America.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yes. Okay. And somehow it ended up in Norway, and it started the process to be a race car for about, I think, 30 years or something like that. Well, then it, the guy in Norway had it a long time, and it he building on it all the time. So now it's a 750 chassis on it, full tube chassis. Mm-hmm.
All right, now is it a steel car or a fiberglass car?
Steel car.
Okay, so it's a real steel Chevy.
It's a real Chevy. Steel Chevy,
yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, your involvement in drag racing started when?
I started racing really serious about 2000. Involvement in drag racing for really hands-on was, I don't know, 10 years ago?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
You said you're involved on the operational side of drag racing now.
Yeah, we are both in the Swedish drag racing commission right now.
So what exactly do you guys do? Your commission would be the equivalent of our NHRA?
Yeah, but in smaller scale, of course.
Sure.
Of course.
And what do you guys do?
My job in the commission is the planning education for drivers and for the...
The staff personnel. Yeah.
Okay, and
try to coordinate education.
So you're looking at the technical side, the safety side. You're getting your staff up to speed on what needs to be done.
Yes, I coordinate that. I don't know everything about the security and the. All the tech spec or something like that, but I coordinate so it's happening.
Okay.
Try to.
All right, Jess, what do you do?
Well, at the commission, I'm the secretary.
Okay.
And at the tracks, I'm a steward.
Oh, okay.
So I'm an FIA steward, so I have been working at the Santa Pod Raceway.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's in the UK, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And how long... Have you both been involved the same amount of time, or who got involved first?
I think you did.
Maybe not me, yes.
Yeah. 1995, I think I started to work at the tracks.
Okay.
You start working on the tracks before me. I was just a racer.
Who had the classic car first? Who had the classic American car first?
Me.
You did.
Now, was that the 55 Chevy, or what was your first classic car?
No, it was a 68 Camaro.
Okay.
I bought that 1986.
All right. Now, I've seen pictures of the front of your house, and I just saw a picture of an early Chevy C10 with the Drag Cartoons logo on the door, and you called it lawn art or yard art.
Yard art.
Well, you know what yard art is, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, they park it on the front lawn and let flowers grow.
Right.
Through, correct?
No flowers. They are working cars.
They are working cars. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you drive on a daily basis? What's your everyday car?
Mine is a Chevy pickup, 1995.
Okay.
I bought it in. Ontario, California, last year.
Oh, okay.
My, they,
Going back to that Camaro, the 68 Camaro, where did that come from? Because I'll get to your car, Jessica, in a second. I want to know, where did that 68 Camaro come from and that story? Because, you know, why a 68 Camaro? How did that happen?
I was 17 at the time. It was just a coincidence. It was for sale. I have the money. It was nearby.
Nearby.
Örnsköldsvik. Okay. You don't want to go there.
No. I've told you that, Bob. You never want to go there.
No. I've tried going there once, but I got lost.
That's right.
So, okay. Yeah. It was close by to buy it, and I was young, and it was, and it's slowly get a pretty fast street racer of it.
Jessica, what really happened? I can see what this I can see his story's going nowhere. What's the real story?
I don't know about that car.
Okay.
That was before my time, so.
I see. Okay.
Well, what made you go to a Camaro? I mean, you're in Sweden. There's Volvos, there's Saabs, there's all sorts of other cars from the European nations, but you went for an American car.
V8.
V8, huh? Okay. More power. More power, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was nearby. That blows me away. Where did they get it from?
We have American cars here.
No, you don't.
We have a lot of
them. Not a 68 Camaro. I mean,
yes.
You really?
We have a lot of 60, yes. It's a really common car here.
They came here new?
Yeah. Yes.
People imported them.
Some of them.
Okay.
So a lot of people imported American cars. So the American car scene is pretty popular there.
Yeah, it is. It's not unusual to find an old classic American car here.
Okay. But during the summertime, during the good weather, are there car shows or cruise nights and things that people bring their cars out to?
Yes, but not in the same extension as you have. You have almost every day. We have maybe once a month, something like that.
Okay.
Or once a week.
That would be withdrawal for us, Bob.
Yeah, that would be.
We would be going through. See, I keep thinking of conversations we've had where Chevrolets here are known as Vauxhalls in the UK. They're known as Opels in Germany. But they never came up with a Vauxhall Camaro or a Opel Camaro, did they?
No.
No, it's Chevrolet Camaro.
Chevrolet Camaro, yes.
Which could have very well have been bought new in Sweden.
Yes, they sold them spot new in Sweden, yes.
Hold on just a second. Okay, I'm fine now.
So, Jess, what do you drive on a daily basis? What's your everyday car?
Well, I have my 55, of course.
Yeah.
And then I have my Chevy Tahoe.
Tahoe, okay. So you're a Chevy family. I mean, the race car is a Chevy. Jonas drives a Chevy truck. You drive a Chevy truck. And you said you got about seven or eight cars. What kind of cars do you have? Do you have any cars that we would think were domestic for you, or is it all American?
I don't understand the question.
I don't understand the question. What are you saying? I'm not even sure I do. What was that?
What are the cars you have? You got the 34 Chevy, you got the Tahoe, you've got the pickup truck. What else is in there?
The 55.
Okay.
Gray pickups.
64 Chevy pickup, 68 Chevy pickup.
Okay. All right. So those are the ones I saw the pictures of that you had on Facebook recently. And actually, the 64 was behind a tow truck.
Yeah.
So
that's
Jessica.
The first one that we could call. Yeah.
Jessica, why a 55 Chevy?
Why not?
Well, was it your idea or Jonas's?
Or
was it both
nearby and you happened to see it on a street and said, I want that? Or did you have to come to the U.S. and get it? Or did you see a movie with it in there and you said, I want one of those one day? Where did the whole 55 thing get implanted in your brain?
We have always liked 55 Chevys,
but
never had one. Then we was in California 1 year, 2 years ago. We were driving from San Diego to Los Angeles. And saw an ad on Craigslist. And I think we bought it in a car wash in Lakewood or something like that.
Yeah.
Lakewood.
Okay. Yeah. Late at night.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Yeah.
Okay. In Lakewood.
Yes. Under a solitary light shining down.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Brown paper bag exchange.
A bit sketchy.
That sounds so safe, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah, I would be there in a heartbeat. What model 55 Chevy is it? Because I've only seen it from the dashboard forward.
Okay, it's a handyman.
It's a two-door station wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Those are very desirable. Engine, transmission, what's it got?
Chevy is small block, 350.
Okay. All right.
Nothing fancy, really mild stuff.
So... we've seen pictures of, well, let's go to the racing itself. I mean, we've seen pictures of even the European drag race championships. And just to give a little background, as I understand it now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the drag race championships in Europe are basically, you get racers from four countries. You get, what is it, the UK, Sweden, Finland, and Germany? Is that it?
And Norway.
And Norway.
And Denmark.
Yeah. Okay. Norway, where, by the way, this podcast actually rates according to Podcharts. Hi, my friends in Norway.
Yeah.
Get your friends in Sweden and the Netherlands to watch us. But that's another story. They use all sorts of interesting cars as well. It's because we see a lot of really huge drag racing vehicles with covers on it. We do see some old classics from time to time, but I've seen some pictures of them using VW, what is it? Is it a Polo, the VW there, or is that the Honda? Yeah. It's VW Polo, right?
Not so much in Sweden, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
The most common race car in Sweden is American-made V8s.
Okay. Do you have difficulty getting parts and such for them, or is that something that's available?
No, it is not a problem. We can order from, for example, Summit Racing, and we have the stuff here for a week or something like that.
Oh, you're okay. Probably ordering more from Summit than I am.
I know that for sure.
That's for sure. So it's nice to know Summit's getting some business from somewhere.
No, I usually don't buy from Summit either.
Oh. By the way, this program.
I buy them when we visit you guys.
By the way, this program is not being sponsored by some
racing. Yeah.
Although I have to say, this is probably more than we've talked about them than ever before. But hey, yes, if you want it to be advertised by Summit Racing, call Summit Racing.
Call us.
Tell them you heard about them from the Talking About Cars podcast for no apparent reason.
And the two tired guys. Now, what got you interested in American cars besides the fact they had V8s and power? Was it the styling? Was it just, it's like for us, in some cases, the import cars draw a certain crowd to them. The Chevys draw a crowd. The Fords draw a crowd. They all have their followers. Were you always an American car follower?
When I grew up, just across the street, we have a car painter.
Yeah,
he painted cars, and he painted lots of American cars.
Okay.
And I was on my tricycle and saw them. That's okay. Was enough.
Jessica, it's Jonas's fault that you like American cars, right?
No, I think I started before I met him quite early.
Tell us that story.
I think the same as Jonas, but I didn't have a neighbor that painted cars, but I loved the sound and the looks of the cars and everything. So,
do you get the same type of hot rodding and racing magazines that we get here, or are there specialty magazines there that address the American car interests?
Yes, we have Swedish magazines who address American cars. Yes.
And was that one of the things that helped influence you?
Absolutely.
What's okay? Does anybody bring their hot rods to the local grocery store to show them off or bring their wagons? Oh, you do.
So whenever the weather's good, you're driving your 55.
Absolutely.
And what reaction do you get from a lot of people?
Oh, everybody turns their heads around and look at the car, and most old guys come to the car and, oh, you have a nice car. Okay.
That's true. It happens every time she parked the car.
The old guys.
Yes, it is. Old guys.
What do the young guys say? Anything?
No. They just look.
No.
They haven't figured it out yet. Right? Well, so how old is an old guy to you?
Us.
No, older than you guys.
Older? So. Older than us? She thinks we're young.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Bob, just let it go.
I'll let it go. Yeah,
just let her keep talking. Go ahead. What about those old farts? What exactly do they have? Yeah. Do they have a cane? That's what we need to know.
Yeah, so they come up to you, they say, you know, when I was a kid, I had one of these, or my neighbor did.
No, they usually say my father did. So,
okay.
Yeah. But they're really cool old guys that comes out and talk about the cars. And
just like us. Yeah.
Well, usually I saw you bouncing back and forth, and she goes, wait a minute, I've seen that before.
Yeah, I've seen that old guy do that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No. You're so silly, Bob.
The people who are racing out there, the drag racers, you know, it's interesting that it comes from various countries, because here in the U.S., while you may have a bunch of racers from California and some from Carolina and all that, I think it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it different when it comes from your country racing a guy from Germany or Finland? Or, I mean, are there rivalries in drag racing as far as countries?
Of course. You can't make money in drag racing.
Well, you can't hear either.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, you can make money in drag racing in the U.S.
Okay.
You can do that. But in Sweden, it's not no money. Then people, it's just a hobby.
Okay, so it's more of a hobby.
It's an hobby.
But you got, was it Michaela, the lady that's the Top Fuel champion? Her regular job that runs Top Fuel Dragsters. She was the European champion last year when I was there. She's a chicken rancher or farmer.
Yeah, in Finland.
In Finland. Yeah. Okay, and okay, so it's more like the sportsman racing here, where it's
even at Top Fuel.
Even in Top Fuel, it's more friendly. It's not the big rivalries like we used to have, the Snake and the Mongoose, and you know, Don Perdome and Tom McEwen. You know, they were always at each other to see who's going to be the best, and then Don Garlitz would get in the mix, and you know, they have rivalries of who's going to beat who, and Tommy Ivo, and so you don't have that situation.
You don't have that here. They're eating dinner together, all of them.
You know who we have to introduce? What is it, Michaela? Is that her name?
Anita Mekele.
Mekele. Yeah, that's what
Anita
it was.
Anita is first name.
Yeah.
I see. Well, we have to have Anita meet Faye from All Girls Garage, because Faye loves chickens. She has pet chickens.
Yes.
She doesn't eat them. She has them as pets.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a television show called All Girls Garage with Faye and Bogey. And they're both ladies that work on cars, and they do everything. And Faye has her own shop, so does Bogey. Bogey works on high-end BMWs and things of that nature. But they have a show where they work on hot rods and muscle cars and things of that nature called All Girls Garage.
So
this would be a great combination. Get those three and Anita as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we bring Anita some year over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what TV would be out there? Would it be Sky TV that has Motor Trend and all that?
But we have Discovery.
Discovery, okay.
Okay, Discovery TV. You see, Discovery TV in Europe, I think, is more car-oriented than with us. See, here with us, we get Naked and Afraid. That's basically what we get. So
we have that too.
No, not personally.
I get the same thing from Peg every night.
Thank you. Bob Beck, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be here all show.
And one thing, when you're talking about drag racing in Sweden and other countries, we have Swedish drag racers in the U.S. Do you know who he is? Some young guy won 2 years in a row the world championship.
No, I, you know, unfortunately, I
Johnny get... Lindbergh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That name's familiar. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Young guy.
Yeah.
And he was hired by Head Racing to drive the.
Right. He was recruiting Jim Head. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he's okay. Back in Top Alcohol again.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to see that somebody moved from your racing. Did he? I take it he raced in the European drags before he came out here.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that kind of a any type of a goal for anyone that's racing there to potentially run in NHRA here in the United States?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Absolutely.
American drag racing is the top.
Let me ask you this, and we've asked a lot of our guests this since the beginning of the year, and it's all about the pandemic and all that. How has the pandemic affected racing and just about anything else in your neck of the woods?
It's affected racing really, really hard. We have not driven any European championship, not any Swedish championship, nothing. Just small events with no spectators.
Now, I understand that Santa Pod's had a few races this year. Nothing substantial because they can't have the spectator counts that they need. Have you been able to go over to Santa Pod for any of those races, or is the travel restrictions still in place?
Travel restrictions.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's got to be real hard.
Yeah, you've got the same issues that we kind of have, and working with our friends over there.
You guys ever been to, like, watch drag races in Finland or Denmark?
Yeah.
Who has the best drag strip among the countries that were being Sweden. European? Sweden does?
Sweden. Tier Arena.
Well, let me ask that question. What? Who has the Sweden? Okay, I got it. All right.
That's true. We have a recently built arena in the south of Sweden. Okay. It's a bit like an American arena, Tierp Arena. You can Google it.
Now, is it an arena or a drag strip? Now, when we hear arena, we think of like a stadium kind of thing where people.
Yes.
So.
No.
Oh, it's a drag racing with the big grandstands for, I think, 20,000 people or something like that.
Right. Okay, so it's strictly drag racing. They don't have a road race course or circle track?
Yeah, they try to do that too.
Okay.
All right.
Now, you say you've worked at Santa Pod. Obviously, you haven't been able to do it this year, but when you do, how often do you get to go to Santa Pod? And how difficult is it to get to Santa Pod from Sweden?
It's not that difficult to get there. And it's the FIA commission that decides how many times I can go and to which country I will go every year. So I have been three times I have been to Santa Pod.
Okay.
But we will see next year what happens.
Yeah, I think I was going to say, I think at this point, we're all kind of waiting till the end of the year and just... We're going to just take this year, throw it up in a little bundle here, toss it over our shoulder and go, the world was 2019 and then 2021. I don't know what happened to the year in between. We kind of want to get rid of that year and move on to hopefully we get a fresh start next year.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So what's on the horizons for you car-wise? Any particular cars you want to have that you don't already have?
Of course.
Well, do you have a list? Everybody's got a list.
No, I don't know. It changes every week.
Fickle, are you?
Yeah. So
what are the two top that you'd like to have?
Someday. I really want to have a black Chevy 59 Bel Air.
I was hoping he was going to say black Corvette.
59 Bel Air.
59 Bel Air. He wants
to have with the cat size tail lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very cool.
With red interior.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
It's white a with a big money car.
Yeah, even here they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really desirable now. What would be the second car?
Pickup truck from probably
another
one more.
Pickup truck.
Well, you don't have enough of those.
Yeah, you don't have enough pickup trucks. Yeah.
I'm a poor guy now. I only have three pickups.
Only three pickups.
Yeah, only three.
I only have three pickup lines. That's basically about it.
Yeah. we'd go to a bar with a pickup line and they go, yeah, right, you're an old guy, forget you.
Yeah, exactly.
Jessica, what would you like to be driving? You've got your 55. What would be the next car for you?
Well, you know, I'm pretty happy with my 55, so.
Oh, come on. Expand your horizon. Is there any other car out there that if money was no object, or what classic would you get?
That Jonas would buy you.
That one.
Smiling.
That one. We can't see that one.
That's a good one.
A good one? What is the good one?
What is he pointing at? What is she pointing at?
She's giggling. I don't know.
I'm going to get it.
You're going to get it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. For those of you, do you guys listening to us,
we'll
explain
it. That's a really, really classic.
Okay, so she's pointing off camera, if you will. Yeah. Do you have, like, model cars on the wall? Is that what this is?
This is a...
there we go.
Yeah,
the American Graffiti 32 Ford.
Wow.
And, you know, I can't say it loud because it's a Ford and we only have Chevys on the farm, so.
Well, but it's got a Chevy engine. It's built Ford Tough and a bunch of Chevy stuff.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
It's half of a Chevy.
Okay. A hot rod, maybe. A real hot rod, yes? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
a real hot rod, huh?
What is your go-to snack food at home? What do you guys snack on food-wise? I know this sounds a little odd, but what is that? He's holding up something that looks like an almond. Is that what that is?
Exactly.
By the way, this visual is tough to go with our listeners, but that's all right. We'll go with this.
You gave me a can of something that you had difficulty exporting.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Explain what that was in that can.
Did you like it?
I haven't tried it yet. Beg's got it hidden. Tell us about that because you had some trouble.
Fermented herring.
Fermented herring. Okay. Yeah. Now, hey, my family grew up with that stuff.
No, wait a minute. That's different than pickled herring. Pickled herring is herring that's pickled to preserve it. Mm-hmm. Fermented herring is, how do I put this politely?
You get
preserving it. Is that right? Not preserving it. It's in its natural state.
Less
a bit of an aroma
in a can.
Yeah.
But that's not what was in the can, but you had to explain because the can said it was that it really wasn't.
No.
Maybe it was candy.
It was candy. That's right. All right. Yes. I did open it up. Yes, I did.
But seriously, do people there eat fermented herring?
Yeah.
Some of them.
Not you.
No.
I do.
You do.
Yeah.
And Jessica stays away from you when you do.
Not in this house.
No.
You don't eat it inside.
No.
Oh, okay.
You always eat it outside.
Outside. So when you go fishing, you take along the fermented herring.
Yeah. Anybody could have bad breath, Marge, but when you can knock something off a herring truck. That's what it is. Yeah.
You could kill a crowd.
Yeah. You could do that. Okay.
A bottle of Listerine will not be enough.
Okay. What's your favorite beverage there? Favorite beverage?
Trocadero.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Try that one. I don't know.
Soda. A kind of soda. Yeah.
A kind of
soda.
You
don't have it. It's like Coke, but Trocadero in Sweden. But it doesn't taste anything like it.
Okay, so it's like it's something, but it doesn't taste like it.
It's not a bad comparison. It is, I think it's orange or something like that.
No. So it's like an orange crush.
No.
Something.
I will try to bring it over next time we come.
Okay. So do that, and Bob and I will have to open it on the show.
That's it.
Yeah, do that.
Absolutely.
And do that, yeah. By the way, I did not bring this up, but thanks to you, Jonas, you helped me track down a car I sold.
Yeah.
And it's in Sweden. And I have posted about this before. You can look it up on Talking About Cars. I would imagine I did it a while back, but I sold a 64 Dodge Polara. I couldn't find it. I was always interested in what happened to it. And Jonas tracked it down thanks to a Facebook site. Now I'm bugging them because I want them to come on the show and tell me what they did to the car. Yeah, I wrote to one guy. I wrote to one guy, and he hasn't answered. I wrote to the next guy, and I even did it in English, and then I ran it through an English to Swedish dictionary.
Do you want help with that?
Well, I was going to say, maybe if you happen to contact somebody, I could give you the guy's name. You can touch base with them, and I'll give you producer credit.
Perfect.
And, we'll do an interview with them.
Yeah, we could do an interview with them and talk about like what he's planning to do with the car, because obviously he's painted Dodge Ram Chargers on the side and all that. It looks like he's going to be racing that thing. And well, guys, we have one last question to ask you, and we're going to do that in our Talking About Cars Patreon page, which will be coming up after. We'll tape it after we broadcast this and wrap it up from here. You've been listening, of course, to the Talking About Cars podcast. Don't forget, listen to our audio podcast, which a lot of you are doing right now, on radio.com and KNX1070.com. Watch our video podcast on our new Two Tired Guys Productions channel. That's what Bob has over his other shoulder. There you go. You subscribe to both. That would be helpful. And follow us on social media. We're on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and
Instagram.
And so don't forget, become a Two Tired Guys patron. Until next time, I'm Randy. That's Bob. That is Jessica. That's Jonas. And having fun talking about cars. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.